Again, we're here to present about Tatsi Leola, and that's someone for one life. This project was conducted by the American Samoa Community Cancer Coalition, as I mentioned before. It's a nonprofit, community-based organization, and this project was actually administered by the Pacific Centers of Excellence for Eliminating Disparities and funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And just to give a little background about where American Samoa is, we are an unincorporated territory of the United States, which means that we don't have an organic act, so we're considered unorganized. What that basically means is that anyone that's born there is considered a U.S. national, and we have the same rights as a U.S. citizen, but we just don't vote for the U.S. president. We fight wars for them, but we don't vote for them. Our islands are about 2,500 miles away from Hawaii Southwest, so if we want to come to like a meeting in the mainland, U.S. mainland here, we have to go to catch a 5.5-hour flight to Hawaii, and those are offered by Hawaiian Air twice a week. And then we go about another 5 hours to the West Coast, and then another hour and a half from like LA. I flew out of Orange County to here, so that was an hour and a half. So I don't remember where I left, when I left. So you know, I'm jet lagged and I'm on a caffeine high, so please bear with me. Our population under the 2000 census was about 57,291. We have other estimates right now that are ranging from 65 to 70,000, and we're waiting to see what's going to happen in the 2010 census. Again, in the census, it said about approximately 65% of our population were below the federal poverty level. We had two major tuna cannery industries in back home, and that was Starkist and Chicken of the Sea. And Chicken of the Sea actually closed last year, and that put out about 1,200 people. So percentage is probably going to go up in our next census. Our political infrastructure mirrors the U.S. states, where we have like an executive branch that's headed by a governor that's elected. We have the legislation that's divided into two chambers, a House and a Senate. The House representatives are elected every 2 years, where the senators are kind of considered as our traditional elders, so they are picked by village council, I think, every 4 years. And they make up that branch. And then, of course, we have the judicial branch that is independent of both. A little bit about our health infrastructure. We have three primary agencies that deliver health services within the territory. That's the Department of Health, the hospital, which is Lyndon B. Johnson Tropical Medical Center, and the Department of Human Social Services. But for this project, we're just going to go through the Department of Health and the hospital. So the Department of Health is a government-run agency. It has about a staff of 150 people. These are its four primary areas here. It has grants that range from HIV prevention, diabetes, tobacco control, TB, pretty much everything else that's run into like a state Department of Health. It has about three federally qualified community health centers and three dispensaries that are scattered throughout the islands. The next one is the hospital. This is our only hospital within the territory. It houses all these clinics that are listed here. It also houses our lab is the only lab on the territory, and it's CLIA certified, has the only pharmacy as well. So anything that gets in from the dispensaries or the community health centers are referred to the hospital for further treatment and diagnosis. But a lot of extremely rural areas, our health workforce is extremely made up of kind of like a, I don't want to say a patchwork, job, but we have different U.S. certified professionals and actually local professionals, and you know, it's hard to keep people in there. They're always rotating out, and we don't really have too much of specialized care there. Like we don't have oncology there. We don't have some other, like we have visiting doctors that come every so often to come in and provide assistance. So the need for this project actually started because cancer is the second leading cause of death in American Samoa, just like other minorities. But breast cancer is a leading cause of death there, and you know, we also have a bunch of behavioral risk factors that probably contribute to the reason why we have such a high risk incidence of cancer. And some of these things are here, where we have, you know, 29% of them are smokers. That was from a World Health Organization report. You know, of course, obesity and overweight is a big problem, and then also consumption of fruits and vegetables per day is another barrier. We do have a CDC-funded breast and cervical cancer early detection program, and they work with the hospital because they have the only radiology department to perform mammograms, screening mammograms and ultrasounds if needed, and if they need to do some diagnostic biopsies to find out to confirm suspicious findings. But the thing here is that when someone comes in for a mammogram, we don't have a U.S. certified radiologist, and that needs to be actually read for program guidelines. So those mammograms are actually packed up and sent on one of the flights to Hawaii and read by a radiologist there. And then a report is given back to us. And normally that will take about 3 to 4 weeks. And then when that happens, then if a biopsy is recommended, same thing happens with the slides. The slides get packed up, sent out, and things like that. And then if a finding is confirmed, and that person is told, we don't have treatment there. We can't do lumpectomies, can't do modified radical mastectomies. So they're either referred to Hawaii or the U.S. mainland. Now we're moving into the Philippines. Sometimes some people have relatives like in New Zealand, and they'll go there. And if they don't have the resources to do that, they are stuck with complementary and alternative methods, and you know, they'll go and see a traditional healer. And most of them, they practice an art called fofo, which is kind of like a massage of the area that's providing them discomfort or pain. There's also another traditional healer called a talisea, and that's kind of more of like the where they make like the herbal medicines and treatments and stuff. But and one of the things we found out later on from them were that like one lady had gone to a talisea for help, and he had basically just told her to cut like a cabbage in half and rub it on her breast. So those are the things that we ran into. So we got an opportunity through that the Pacific Seed Projects to get some funding to do an evidence-based strategy related to breast cancer. And what we wanted to do was focus primarily on prevention and behavioral change and early detection, because we just don't have secondary and tertiary prevention there. What we did was a formative research, and we surveyed some of the providers, cancer survivors, and traditional healers there. And what we wanted to find out was like their knowledge, attitudes, and perceptions of breast cancer. A lot of the providers had, you know, they felt a great need to do something about breast cancer, but they just didn't know how to get women in. And when we talked to cancer survivors, we wanted to find out how they felt when they were told about breast cancer, to make sure that we got the right data to help drive our project. We also surveyed traditional healers, and that's where we came up with like stories about the cabbage and everything. From there, we had a work group development meeting where we invited key stakeholders, and we wanted to develop themes and real situations that would help also drive the project. Themes that came out of it were like one, we have only one life, and that's where we came up with the project Tasileola. Real situations where we wanted to know what kind of settings we should start off with, where some of the healthcare providers thought that we should start off with, you know, the first scene as being somebody sitting in a doctor's office waiting, you know, being told that they need to be screened or something. And you know, we found out later on that most people didn't find that too believable because they weren't going to the doctor anyway. So we took all that information and then we started doing our script writing process. And from here, we were actually able to videotape a lot of the process that we did. So I'm just gonna show a video that, that'll show the script writing process and how we pre-tested and did some of the final editing. And then after that, we're gonna play one of the episodes from the series. And then after that, there's another video that'll show how we launched the event and some of the findings that we got out of a short impact evaluation. So hopefully this works.
I'm waiting 53 now.
So that was mostly the process that we did. And as you can see, our budget was really low. We did everything in our office with, as you can see, like a digital recorder. And we used volunteers, like members of our coalition that you saw there as voices. And of course, I forgot to mention about the songs. All the songs and music that you'll hear in the episode were all made by local musicians, and we did have like a song contest to help entice them to come in and things like that. So this should be... Oh, and here's the one of the episodes.
Thank you. to that meeting. The mom, they have free food. Good food. Hello? Oh, hi, Minen. How are you? Oh, what time is that happening again? Okay, okay, I'll be there at that time. Thank you. See you later. Mom, who was that? Oh, it was Mina, the pastor's wife. I guess you two better stay and watch the boys. Go and grab me my purse and sandals. Now that we know that cancer is the second leading cause of death in American Samoa, and breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths for American Samoan women, remember that most breast cancers can be prevented by doing a few things like eating a proper diet, not smoking, being active, and understanding your body changes that may be symptoms. Remember, breast cancer also is affected by your family history. Now, does anyone have any questions? Yes, Samantha?
What is this cancer?
Our bodies are made up of tiny cells that are too small to see. Sometimes these cells grow in strange ways and cause tumors or growths. Cancer starts when some cells grow out of control and take over parts of the body.
Are all growths cancer?
No, Moana. Most growths are not cancer and may go away. But some growths get larger and spread. Once cancer spreads, it's more difficult to cure. But if cancer is detected early, it can be removed by surgery or treated in other ways.
How do you know if you have breast cancer?
Breast cancer usually has warning signs like breast lumps, but breast lumps are very common. Only some breast lumps are cancerous. But since breast cancer is always a possibility, a woman should examine her breasts for lumps once a month. Later this evening, we will teach you how to look for breast lumps. If you should suspect a lump, we will refer you to the hospital for an x-ray called a mammogram. A mammogram can find a lump when it is less dangerous.
But isn't cancer a curse and there is no cure? So why should we try to find out if we even have it?
Thank you, Tassie. Maybe Aulele can help us answer this question. Aulele?
Hi, everyone, and thank you for having me. I know that cancer is not a curse because I'm a breast cancer survivor. People call cancer a curse when they don't do anything about it. Women over 50 years old are more at risk for breast cancer. If your mother or sister has had cancer, you are more at risk. There are some things that we cannot choose, like our age and our family, but you can learn to look for and understand your body changes. And if you find changes, do not be afraid to go to the hospital. We women can decide to look for cancer earlier when it can be treated, and then it will not be a curse, because you only have one life.
You say go to the hospital, but I don't trust the hospital. I only trust the Lord. Only He will keep me healthy.
The Apostle Paul in the Bible says, faith without works is dead. When you ask for blessings, you have to do something about it. It's a two-way street. You don't say, bless me and make me well and puff out the cigarette. That's not how it works. You have your prayer and you have your faith, but you must work to fulfill those prayers.
Aulele is right. You have the choice. You have the ability to make your health your priority. And to help you out, we'll now teach you how to correctly do a self-breast examination.
Hey, Mimi, are you staying for this? Hey, and where's Tussie?
Is it next time to learn if Tessie will take out in Effie's advice? Or does she still think that cancer is a curse that she has no power over? And what if Cena?
So from there in that episode, and these were all in all five episodes, you can hear the underlying messages about making your health your priority and you have only one life. And this was our launch event that happened as well. So that was actually a pretty general view of what we got accomplished and everything. The only thing that we regretted was that we didn't really evaluate the overall impact of the radio dramas. Like, we never really found out if they really influenced women to go and get screened. But you know, we were limited on time and budget, so we were just able to see about how many women actually listened to the radio drama. Another thing is that that elderly woman that you had seen that was dancing in the red, she was a very big advocate for the breast and cervical program, and she was very involved in the Territorial Office of Administration on Aging. And on September 29th last year, she was actually at the office, and there was an earthquake, which an ensuing tsunami came in and swept her away, and she was one of the victims of the tsunami. So it's really unfortunate that she passed, that we lost her. Thank you very much for having us. I guess we'll hold off for questions until later. If you have any questions, or if you even want to listen to the episodes, you can go to the Cancer Coalition website there, and there's a link for Tasi Leola. We did them both in English and Samoan. So you know, even if you'd like to send in an email to the site and request a CD, we can provide that to you as well. And that's my email address as well. So thank you very much.